The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! Oh my God. It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Well, we're off underway here in this top-of-the-table clash. It's Sunday afternoon, Women's Team Live on FCUM Radio, and you're more than welcome to join us this afternoon, and hopefully 3 points heading the way of FC United. But a very, very important football match, this one. It's been billed as a six-pointer, and it certainly is. Throw-in taken by Merseyrail, gets to the edge of the penalty box on the corner of it. Cross comes in from the left-hand side. Oh, and McCarrick there in the back, but she took a dive for my money, and a free kick won, literally won. And is it a penalty?
He's walking towards the penalty spot.
He is, isn't he? And everyone, even Merseyrail, was saying it was actually a free kick on the edge of the box, but he's giving a penalty to Merseyrail Bootle. Well, that's controversial to say the least, and it's a penalty to Merseyrail Bootle. 16 minutes on the clock here, chance to break the deadlock. Here it comes. Oh, and Gillingham nearly got to it. Well, I have to say, firstly, I think it was a free kick on the edge of the box. And secondly, I'm not sure it was actually a foul to begin with. Paul, thoughts?
I think it was rather harsh, that. But the goal's been given. And
it was Collins.
Collins, yeah. Jade Collins.
So on 16 minutes, Merseyrail Bootle take the lead away from home for them. FC United now need to get back into this game as quickly as possible. We've got 24 minutes on the clock here, and it's 1-0 to Merseyrail Bootle. Controversial penalty decision, which Collins slotted home. That broke the deadlock. Still 1-0 to Merseyrail, and a free kick won there. And I think there's a bit of professionality to Merseyrail, I have to say.
Well, this is how you get top of the table.
So it's a free kick to Merseyrail. In line with the corner of the penalty box on the left-hand side. It's about 10 yards from that area. The cross is going to come in here from this free kick. In it comes towards near post. It goes. It breaks to Hardacre. Shoots! And that is a fine finish from Hardacre. Not much you can do with that. You really have to deal with the first ball. And we didn't. It got to Hardacre. And on 26 minutes, Merseyrail take a two-goal lead.
That was a clinical finish from the edge of the box. The free kick wasn't dealt with properly, and with a loose ball, she just rifled it in with the left foot. She scored twice last week, not last week, the week before. So she's got previous Hardacre in terms of goal scoring.
Ball played forward there by Chambers, trying to find Wollstonecroft, but it's cleared. Parker wins that ball back, and here's McCarrick now. Nice little 1-2 there with Parker and McCarrick. McCarrick checks the run, plays it to Chambers, plays it to Parker. Parker now. Good stuff from Parker, gets it to McCarrick. McCarrick plays it central to Wollstonecroft, who's on the wrong side of the defender, and the ball is clear, but only as far as Chambers now. Chambers, infield it comes to Greenall. Greenall plays a lovely ball to Wild. Wild's going to get to it, I think. Goalkeeper does
no.
Well. Spilled by the goalkeeper. Ref says no foul. Here's Wild, shoots. Palmed hey. Away. It's going to go in. It's in.
It's in.
My goodness.
What a goal.
Well, that was a lovely through ball from Greenall, and it looked like the goalkeeper wasn't going to get to it. The goalkeeper did get to it. Wild, though, might not in esque. I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure she did kick it out of the goalie's hands.
But what a defence-splitting pass to put Wild in.
It was a beautiful ball from Greenall.
Brilliant angled ball in behind the back four. The goalie came out. It looked like she claimed it, didn't she?
And the shot that came in from Wild, the second...
The goalie actually regained her position almost and parried it. But unfortunately, it trickled over the line before the fullback could claw it out.
And on 44 minutes, it's now 2-1 to Merseyrail Bootle.
Dramatic stuff.
And the kidology continues here. Even on a kickoff. I think Merseyrail might be sitting on this lead now, you know.
Well,
the way they're set up.
Yeah, they're probably very good at it as well.
Gillingham clears the ball. just gets to the halfway line. He's headed straight back, though. Famous last words I just said there. Ball played through there. But Fran Davies gets to the ball and saves his commentator's blushes. And the ball played through again. And McCarrick's going to have to play this back, I think. No, she decides to turn and clear. It's turned out well because it gets to Greenall. Greenall now plays it to this near touchline where Chambers is, but she's dispossessed and the ball played through there, but it's well read by Chelsea Patient. Patient plays it to Fran Davies along the 18-yard box. Surveys her options. Starting to have blue shirts heading her way. And the ball forward to Greenall doesn't get to anybody. And now Merseyrail back on the ball. Chipped over the top. Fran Davies is out of position. Goalkeeper, one-on-one, shot, goal. And that is, well, on 49 minutes, a goal there from Sophie Perry. And Fran Davies tried to play a ball forward. Greenall was surrounded by blue shirts. Because Fran Davies was out of position, the ball came straight back over the top. Perry was in acres of space. There's not much the goalkeeper could have done with it. It slotted into the corner. And Paul, difficult now, I think.
Yeah, we were trying to play our way out of defence, and unfortunately they closed us down, nicked the ball, and then the chip ball through for Sophie Perry was good. She won the challenge and fired it in. Unfortunate start to the half. It's set us back again.
Throw into Merseyrail, taken over on that far side. It's now back with Mayhead, played more central. Chelsea Patient deals with it, but the second ball is picked up by Merseyrail, and Fran Davies clears it, gets it to Park, who's playing makeshift right back all of a sudden, and she comes in filled with it now. Heading forward towards the halfway line, she goes, still on the ball, and she's going to leave that, I'd imagine, to Holden, who plays the ball over the top. Shelby Wustercroft with a good touch there, trying to win that ball, but there's too many blue shirts near her, and she clears it. Only as far as McCarrick. McCarrick does well and plays the ball to the halfway line where Holden is. Holden has been pressured and plays the ball down the right-hand side where Wild is. 3-1 if you're just joining us to Merseyrail Bootle. And here is Wild now. Wild, central. She's pushed off the ball though there. Good strength and a bit of pulling going on there. And this might kick off now.
It's gone a bit ugly in the middle of the pitch.
And it was Sol there who took exception to Wild pulling her back a bit. And
Kirsty's getting involved as the captain. It's going to be a yellow card, I think.
Yeah, but then there is the reaction as well, so maybe that should be dealt with too.
I think that's been forgotten, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So it's a free kick to Merseyrail, and you won't be surprised the player's gone down injured as well.
Yeah, they're very good on the timeouts. People go down all over the place, don't they?
So you could tweet us this afternoon at FCUM Radio. Oh, it's a red card. It's a red card.
That's really severe, isn't it?
It's a red card. Giving Wild a red card. Wild has been sent off for... I can't imagine what that is for. That is crackers.
We've not got many breaks from this referee this afternoon, have we?
That is odd. What could that possibly be for?
I mean, she pulled it. She pulled the player back in midfield. Okay, it's a free kick, and it's a yellow card at worst. The Merseyrail player reacted by squaring up to her. Now, to me, if that's a red card, then the Merseyrail player should also be cautioned for her part in that, because she reacted and provoked the incident that followed it.
Weird. So, I have no idea what that's for.
So we're 3-1 down now.
I mean,
with 10 men.
Could the argument be she pulled her back by the hair?
If it was violent conduct, something like that, yes, possibly. I mean,
but it wasn't the worst of pulls, was it? Didn't yank her, didn't clothesline her or anything, did she?
No. But like, that was very severe.
It's going to be Atherton to take this throw-in. Looking for a short one. Throws it to Hardacre, heads it on. Chelsea Patient is there, though, and the ball. She's having to chase her own clearance, and she wins that ball, does well. And there's Tatsell coming out of her own half to try and win that ball. And that's a poor defensive line we're running there. Fran Davies doesn't deal with it, and it looks like it's going to be 4-2. Indeed it is. And the defensive line, just wasn't there from FC United. And that looks like curtains now. FC United 4-1 down, Paul.
Yeah, the ball over the top, it was really down to Fran, I think, I would say, to deal with it. Unfortunately, she couldn't get to it, and the player was left with a dink over the keeper to finish.
And the ball played down the line there, but just out of play for a throw-in to FC United. What's the referee giving here?
I think he's going to bring it back for the challenge of Shelby's.
Crazy refereeing. I mean, the referee has refereed this game in a remarkable way.
In his own unique style.
Yes, very much so. Ball cleared over the top, and we let it bounce, and Mirzarella through here, and that is the inevitable fifth goal. And I say inevitable because, well, the men's team got beat 5-1 on Tuesday.
Well, that was a good call, Ben.
And it seems only poetic that it should be 5-1 here.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.